clothes, like.
Yeah.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Ben Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J+J+J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Are you okay?
and you say, thank you. light of the sun.
My zipper breaking, I pound after pound. TAC on every finger. You gon' need a boot, don't gotta get as high as me, nigga. Excuse me, I'm gonna say as high as we, nigga. Flatbush zombie, ASAP Marvin. Hit a kill switcher, put the end in any problem. Flatbush zombie, ASAP Marvin. Hit a kill switcher, put the end in any problem.
Hashing weed, hashing a bum. Got weed, but a ton got blow. But I load if you wanna get throat. ASAP got the potion. Three flat ass bitches with weed. Double cup them double Z's. High, high, nigga. Living. Three young ass niggas running shit, no slipping. Gotta know the game, gotta know the lane, gotta know the pain. No handouts, ain't shit easy. Dark shades on my easy E. Got bitches on my meanie me. And you niggas in a rap game. Can't relate, I'm real pimping. Don't fornicate, fuck what you heard. I'm going eight, fucking great eight. Fuck your mixtape, that's a weed plate. Zombie style, ASAP, never mind these clowns. I love brain zombie style, never mind these clowns.
Juice passing the weed. Meech, where the ass it got? ASAP, that in a switch. I'm a demon, triple beaming, painting pictures, raping Mona Lisa blood sheets. Creeping for the panties with the collar dannies, killing bitches, sniffing panties. Willy Wonka, candy, semen, three niggas, one bitch, one clip, one brain. Dead girl, off your mind, leave your brains on your mom's. Razor blades dipped in bleach, tear your skin to piece. Dump the body in Tennessee, highway getaway, OJ Bronco. Napping baby, drive him off the bridge. Look into my eyes, vivid tears, I see fear. Y'all some fucking queers, brew a fucking beer. I'm supposed to be here, supposed to be dead. Overdose on shrooms, let's cruise. Drive by on sight, ride like a bike. For my zombie homies, kill tonight.
Flatbush zombie, ASAP Marvin. Hit a kill switcher, put it in any problem. Flatbush zombie, ASAP Marvin. Hit a kill switcher, put it in any problem. ASAP niggas be aliens. Cold-blooded nigga reptilian. Acid ambience. Only fuck a bitch if she lesbian. Trail niggas on and say they got the key on lock. Juice got the juice, my nigga Meech gon' pop. Like a Hattie in the caddy with the heat on cock. When the Mac go flat, cause the beef don't stop, niggas. My name is the pretty motherfucker from the land of the lost, of the gully in the gutter. See the press, made the toast for the honey and the butter. Only die for two things, that's my money and my mother, motherfucker. Niggas know my name, that I stutter. Niggas know me, man, I keep it 100. I'm a stunner, heard by here for the summer. Toast to the gods and it costs 900. Run up if you wanna. Mac in a backpack, right by the MacBook. And I rep that Harlem. My zombie niggas straight out of Flatbush.
I'm about to get out blue cell. They gon' have to pay 900 for IT's, Barry. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. $100 T, $200 T shit. Wanna look like me, nigga? You gon' have to pay a stack on rack, nigga. Make a bitch catch a heart attack when they see this price tag, nigga. Toast to the gods, nigga. I'ma come clean, my nigga. I beast that pretty motherfucker.
Thank you.
The show you're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. It is October 7th, and we're officially in the night slot show.
Yes, at the night show. We're so excited.
So I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah, and we've got a very special guest in the studio today, Larry Lux. We're going to be talking to him in a little bit. But in terms of our week, we've had a really, really good week.
Monday night, we went to the Vogue Theater to see The Underachievers.
Yes.
Issa and AK.
Issa and AK. They just released Evermore, The Art of Duality.
And they are on their Forevermore tour.
Yes, with Bodega Bounce.
They just started. First few cities.
And initial impressions of the show, they had it in a theater setting, which is really nice. The difference between a club setting and a theater setting just speaks volumes. In terms of sound quality and...
Way more tame. Way, way more tame. Because
mm-hmm.
we saw Flatbush Zombies at Fortune, and that was a wild show.
Yeah.
But you could never get that kind of show at the Vogue Theater.
No.
You won't get that same vibe.
Also, shout out to the Vogue security. They definitely do their job.
Yes. Vogue security.
So, yeah, Underachievers was really good. We had a good listen to the album. It's definitely still on the conscious tip, but I think now they've been experiencing a level of fame for a period, and so now you can kind of see that reflection, I feel, in their music. Whereas in Indigoism, they were so fresh, so straight out of Flatbush. It's definitely been an evolution and a progression, and it's nice to see them on stage.
And the cover art for their album was done by Pencil Fingers.
Yeah, Pencil Fingers was
definitely
good.
Worth checking out.
And it's interesting because it really, the album is the art of duality, and it really, the cover art really juxtaposes them, where AK is in the day, Issa, I don't know where the fuck Issa is. Issa's like looking at
in
Earth.
The night.
I think he's in space, and Issa's like just in a parking lot somewhere.
Diagonals, and you're just like, okay, I get it. Duality.
Duality, yeah. So it was good. And we had a funny experience today. We got interviewed by Discorder Magazine.
We did. That was today. It turns into such a long day when it's the 10 o'clock slot. So, yeah, we've done something today. This is not the first thing we're doing this morning.
Yeah, we're excited.
It's nice. So, yeah, Discorder Magazine, which is CITR's magazine, interviewed us.
Yeah, it was nice to talk about. They asked us how long we've been doing this. And for anyone that doesn't know, we started promoting on the show on the site, rather, thescreengirls.com, in January. But we've been kind of doing this since last August, filling in for other people. Then we got our own show, and it's been really, really dope.
It took a few minutes before we shared it on the site.
Yeah.
We had to make sure we were half decent.
Yes. And it's funny because the first day we moved into this studio, which was in this August, we had a certain friend with us, and he's here again with us today. His name is Larry Lux.
What's
Hello.
Up?
Hello.
Welcome to the night show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's much better than the morning show.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, you get to hang out before the show, because no one's trying to kick it at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, you're not all rushed, sleepy, trying to get coffee in.
Yeah, let's go really early so we can hang out. The first time we met was on the air, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, so 15 minutes to get together and we were on the air.
It's much better this time around.
And we had no idea where the fuck our studio was.
Searching around.
And so he called us and we were like, okay, it's here, but if you get there before us, just give us a call.
You let us know where it is.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Such a good sport. So last time we had you on the show, you were Van City Beats, and now we're having you on the show and you're Larry Lux. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Had a little bit of legal trouble. But I'd still say I'm Van City Beats, but that's just a new name for now. But we're sticking with that for now. So that's I don't want to get too into it. But that was just that's what it was.
What I like about it is with Van City Beats,
it seemed like a company. You know what
it
I mean?
Did. Yeah. I thought it was a few people
that's
for
what
a second.
A lot of people
on
did.
The air one time. I was like they, and Sarah was like him.
Yeah. And that's what the person that's running with the name is now. He doesn't make music. He's just a.
So I like that we know it's you.
Yeah. Now it's just a singular.
Do you like
it's like
it?
An artist name. You know what I mean?
So do you like being all out there like that now?
I do, because now I'm not in a box. You know what I mean? Where I have to just make beats like the instrumental album I have coming out later this year will be a lot different from anything else I've done before.
So tell us what you've been working on lately. I know there was an Eazy-E project.
Yeah, I put that out. I mean, after I seen the N.W.A. movie, and I did a bunch of mushrooms, and then went home and made that pretty much. And in that night, I actually made all four tracks.
Did you do shrooms while watching the movie? Or
yeah, that
making?
Was the thing. And then I just went home and I was like all inspired and made those four tracks. And it came out pretty nice, so I decided to just put it out as a little tribute project.
And what resonated to you about Eazy versus Ice Cube or Dre project?
I mean, I've always liked Eazy as I was never really into N.W.A. like that, but I mean, I was always a big Eazy-E fan, and Dr. Dre and Ice Cube as them all like individually, but never as a group like that. But when I seen the movie and how it all started, it kind of opened my eyes in that sense. It was pretty cool.
So when we spoke last time, you mentioned that rap, like you were more of like a rock guy, like all kind of genres, but rap is a fairly recent thing.
Yeah.
So how was it to kind of be able to watch like a piece of hip-hop history? They go into like, they used to get arrested for shit, like saying fuck the police. Like,
yeah.
Isn't it crazy to see how far hip-hop has progressed?
No, most definitely. It was really educating for me because I didn't really get into rap until I was like 18. So that's pretty late for most people. So I learned a lot just from the movie. I mean, people say that a lot got left out in that movie, but I still learned a lot, so.
I still haven't seen it.
You still haven't seen it? It's crazy.
Christina's thing is she'll read about things.
Which is really,
it's better for you than watching
I've read about it. I have read so much about it. I've talked about it. I've read about it. Yeah. I've shared my friends' opinions with my other friends' opinions and said, I haven't seen it, but Sarah thinks this.
Yeah, sometimes we attempt to have water cooler
and
talk.
And then I go back.
And it's like, so we'll talk about like an episode, like, did you watch like that thing? And she's like, no, I read about it.
We do make a point to go to the water cooler at the office to have our water cooler
talk.
Yeah,
because otherwise what the fuck is it? What are we gonna do with it, you know? But I think that that movie was really interesting because he has such a huge catalog. Mm-hmm. And so when you were deciding, what were your deciding factors? Was it the most popular things or the things that resonated with you?
It was just what I found on YouTube that night, really, to be honest. It was what I was listening to. And then it just ended up in the NFO studio and I did my thing.
And so you're like... system of working seems to be like locking yourself in from your Snapchat.
That vibe.
It's really random. I mean, I have like I said, I just made that whole project in the night. I didn't have any intention of making it, but it just happened.
What's it like creating on shrooms? Because you must have had something in you when you started that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my first time doing it. It was just kind of just, I don't know. Easier to make melodies, I guess, and stuff. It was easier. You get more creative, you know what I mean?
That's so interesting. There's another artist. His name's Duckworth.
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
He's from the Bay Area.
I love
and
Duckworth.
He's, psychedelics, I think, play a big role in what he does. And we read an ID magazine interview with him where he said, like, the biggest realization he had on shrooms was, like, art and music and design. Like, it's all the same thing.
Yeah. You're arranging
I think that's something we're realizing as well.
Yeah.
It's all just, like, different mediums, you know?
Yeah.
You have producing, we have media, some people have, like, sculpture. It's really dope. I feel like we're still continuing the Discorder interview right now.
I've been trying to look up a quote. I've been so fidgety because, is it Oscar Wilde who said something like, I don't know what the quote is, but to paraphrase, or it's to the effect of, like, write drunk, edit sober. No, other way around. Anyways.
No, that
in terms
is it.
Of,
that is it.
Okay,
yeah.
So in terms of, like, creating on shrooms,
no,
I was going to say you're very Oscar Wilde with that, but I didn't want to say it until I could confirm it and read it the right way, and
yeah.
I'm trying to get on the internet, my phone. So,
okay.
But that's what...
I like it.
Oscar Wilde.
Rap game Oscar Wilde.
Right that's
there.
Exactly it.
I like it.
That's when you bring it all together. It's all art.
So this instrumental project, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's still in the works. I mean, I'm 4 or 5 tracks in. I want to maybe have like 10 on there, but it'll probably be out before the year's over. It'll be really different from anything else I've ever put out.
So you've been collaborating with artists in Vancouver as well as abroad, in the States. Hugo Kafumbi, I know last time you were here, you mentioned him and I hadn't heard him, but since then he's really been grinding. I've heard his stuff and I really like it.
Yeah.
You've collaborated with him, right?
Yeah, CD's out now. We did a music video and all that. This guy's little buzz going around the city. It's nice.
Yeah, definitely. Is that Heart and Soul?
Yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah, how was that working on that with him?
It was cool. I mean, we were in the studio for a couple weeks before the album, just finishing up, and that's where the two tracks that I produced came from. We were just the last couple weeks they just ended up on there.
So, in terms of working with artists, is there something particular that you're looking for when you're collaborating with someone?
It's usually just like I get a certain vibe from somebody. Like I like their music. Like usually when I listen to music, I can tell within the first kind of like 20 seconds if I'm gonna like that song or that person. So it's all natural. If it's somebody naturally, I hear their music and I want to work with them. Well, I'll try to make it happen. Or they hit me up and I listen to their stuff that way. There's tons of ways.
So can you trend forecast for us? What are some new artists that you're interested in / working with?
I have a lot of artists in my like management team that I'm working with at TSA. I have a project with Ant Live coming out soon. I work with more Thraxos artists. We have a show with them coming up soon. And artists from 808 Mafia, TM 808.
That's true.
TM 88, sorry. He'll be at the show too. Sometime December, I think. But expect work from them when we get them out of the city, so
you've been performing tons.
I've been trying to.
How's that been going?
It's been good from what I've from what I've got.
What's your favorite part about it?
The crowd. It's always the crowds. When you get a good reaction from a crowd, that makes the show everything.
Do you feel like you go off their energy a lot?
Exactly. Yeah. You can't if the crowd's kind of like lame, then you're just kind of yeah whatever. Press play. Not really into it, right? But if the crowd's into it, then you start experimenting, doing cool shit.
So, have the groupies come yet? Or are we waiting on that?
Groupie culture is insane. Sarah and I have been exposed to so much groupie culture over the last few years.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a producer, so I'm kind of, like, chill, but even I, to an extent. So, I wouldn't call them groupies, but I get, like,
do they even know fans. Your real name? They think your name's Larry.
So. Some of them.
A few. You can tell the ugly ones it's Beats. Pass them on to him, right?
Yeah. Or just keep the Beats. That's a good one.
They're coming. I feel like this is about to become like a full-time thing for you. So. Not the groupies.
No. Okay, we could be. We can go that way too.
Wrap it up, Larry.
We can go that way.
But just the music thing, like,
oh, motherly there. Wrap it up. I thought we were R.A.B. I was like, wrap it. What?
It took me a second. I appreciate it.
Blowfly. We interviewed Blowfly.
The OG himself.
He has groupies.
He has groupies.
I think he invented groupies.
Right?
75-year-olds got groupies.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows what he's doing with them, but he's got them.
It was insane because it was like the drunkest girl. I feel like she came into the room by accident. She was everybody all over him. And like the thing about Blowfly is he'll start to sing random songs.
Like he sang a song about Christina's hips. It was like hilarious.
If he doesn't want to continue a conversation, he'll break out into song. But she's like all over him, and then he just starts singing. He's like, her hole is loose, but it used to be tight. And she's just, like, so drunk.
She's jamming she's just, like, along,
and Sarah and I are like,
it was so awkward.
We're like, does she know what he's saying?
I don't think anyone knows what he's
those
saying.
Are the best,
that is the only.
Groupies are, like, give you the best stories. That's the best part. You can't have, like, you think of every, like, awesome story. It's like, there's always a groupie involved somewhere.
That's true.
Somewhere down the line.
That's yeah. true. Soon. So, when do you have another performance date coming up soon?
I think there's another like beat competition in a couple of weeks. I might be at, but I don't have a date or anything I can announce for sure.
Cool. Soon.
Soon. There'll definitely be a show in December, but again, I don't have a date or anything specific.
Cool. So we're gonna get into some of Larry Lex's new music, but first, here's Drake and Future with Change Locations.
Yeah, you know how nights like this go.
How are your LPG?
60 naked bitches, no exaggeration. We bought all the bottles at the chain location. Smashing all the models, now we hit the waitress. When you're getting a lot of money, you can't help but save it.
But tonight, me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friend, we got money to spend.
Start a rock, got me to the ceiling. I think them Percocets had me in my feelings. I build them honors on honors. I get that money on money. I get that guala on guala. I get them dollars on dollars. I throw out them dollars on bitches on hollow. I got them starting the stylus. I like that money, it's piling. I see that money just piling. I see it's piling and piling and piling and piling and piling and piling. We do the favors, them bitches gon' cater. We for the models, then we for the neighbors. Put all the scribbles, then we for the waitress. Yeah. 60 naked bitches, no exaggeration. We bought all the bottles at the chain location. Smashing all the models, now we hit the waitress. When you getting a lot of money, you can't help but save it.
But tonight, me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me
Me and my friend, we got money to spend. 2 a.m, my mind is on you. 4 a.m, the stud doesn't move. Hit me to tell me you get off at 10. Come here, I make sure you get off again. I just got a case, but it get off again. Fuck all the ops and the shots that they send. I let off first and I let off again. You will not hear from them ever again. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Reps up, you know there's 100 of them. FPG over your 100%. Don't ask me shit when it come to my set. Don't ask me shit when it come to my set. FPG over your 100%. Yeah. 6 of them straight and I run it again.
60 naked bitches, no exaggeration. We bought all the bottles at the chain location. Smashing all the models, now we hit the waitress. When you're getting a lot of money, you can't help but save it.
But tonight, me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friends, we got money to spend. Me and my friend, we got money to spend.
60 naked bitches, no exaggeration. We bought all the bottles, had to change locations. Take it to the head, baby, penetration. Money not a problem, you can finger trace it. Drinking on the siren, taking medications. After this club, we just changed locations. After this club, we just changed locations. We don't take it in, we just change location. We don't take it in, we just change locations.
Blowing money, stay.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. Live from Vancouver, I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah. And we have Larry Lux in the studio with us today.
Hey.
Just heard a mix by him, and it was fire. I love the last track on that.
Thank you. Very chill vibes.
Really, really.
Are we going to see that, perhaps?
Yes, you can expect that from the instrumental project later this year.
Breaking us off with the exclusive on that one. Got to. So we're going to get into some events right now.
So Marina and the Diamonds are going to be at the Commodore Ballroom on Saturday, October 24th. And then Florence and the Machine, Rogers Arena, Sunday, October 25th. And then Grimes will be at the Commodore Ballroom Monday, October 26th.
Cool. Thank you so much for being with us again today.
Anytime.
Always so good to have you.
Anytime.
Where can we follow you on social media?
Everything is Larry Lux. No spaces, no underscore, no nothing. Just Larry Lux.
Double R, double X?
Yes.
And we are at the Screen Girls, and we will see you back next Wednesday. Party Next Door dropped 7 songs this Sunday. Here he is with Codeine Bumpin'. See you next week.
Registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th. The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail,